All right, it's Thinking Out Loud, KBIA 91.3 FM. We're talking about playing outside today on our program, and one of the ways that we do that is providing opportunities for our kids to play outside, and there is a project going on at New Haven Elementary School here in Columbia where they are trying to raise awareness of the need for a new playground and hopefully get some funding for a new playground there at New Haven. And joining us to tell us about this is the Library Media Specialist there at New Haven Elementary, Chris Detmer, and Carla Young, who is a reading teacher at New Haven. And welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Let me start, Chris, with you. Just kind of maybe tell us a little bit about this project and what's going on with it.
Well, Carla wrote a grant and for a $100,000 playground grant. And it went through the process, and now we're one of five national finalists. So we've made the final five, and it's come down to online voting.
Okay. So people can go online and vote for five schools. I saw the website, and there's schools all over the country. And Carla, I coached basketball when my daughter was in, like, junior high. So this was several years ago, a team that practiced there on at the gym at New Haven. Sometimes we're on the playground, and even back at that time, it was an old blacktop playground. And probably not as up-to-date as you would have liked it at then, and probably even less so at this point. Talk just about the need there for this upgrade at New Haven.
The big piece of multi-unit equipment that we have, the kids call that the climber, is 27 years old. There are many places on it that have boards or plexiglass because they are entrapment concerns for your head or your arms. And so we have lots of green space at New Haven, just not a lot of equipment on it. In addition, we have two classrooms with special education students, and we are trying to find more things that are accessible for them.
I read this, and that was one of the things I was really interested in about this process, is that you guys are trying to be intentional in your planning, and that's one of the good things if this does come to be, is when you're starting from scratch rather than trying to adjust the opportunity to be accessible. And talk a little bit about just what we mean when we're making playground equipment more accessible.
Sure. If you're a child in a wheelchair or a child who struggles to walk, right now, there are rubber chips on the surface, which make it difficult to get to the climber. And so we're looking for a soft tile surface in this new section of playground that we would add. In addition, there are some things accessible. There's a ramp, there's a steering wheel, but there is not much that a person who struggles to move, if you have developmental delays, that you can access. And so we're looking for more things that give opportunities to climb, more things for strengthening your core. Our school building is just a one-level building, so there are not even stairs to practice going up and down for students that need that.
Okay. Again, this is New Haven Elementary, and we're going to, over the course of this conversation, give you guys a couple of opportunities to do this, but tell us how people can vote if they want to help your school make this all happen.
Well, probably the easiest way is to go directly to the website, and Darren, I'm hoping you'll link to that for us on your KBIA.
I will do that. Yep, people can just go to kbia.org for Thinking Out Loud, and we'll put a link on there, but you can read it also if you'd
okay,
like.
Okay, so it's www.culturel.com/projectplayground.
Okay.
So, and when you once you go on, you'll select New Haven, and I hope you will, and then you will, it'll ask you to put in a little, say that you're over 18, and put in a little bit of information to prove that you're a human being.
Yes.
And just give us a vote. We'd really love it.
No bots involved in this process,
hopefully. Oh, please, so, no. We okay. want all human beings to vote for us.
I understand. And I've known Chris for quite some time. She was at Russell when my kids were at Russell Boulevard, which has been more years than either of us is going to care to admit. But talk about New Haven and just kind of what's unique about this school and the group of kids that you've got there.
New Haven is, for starters, a small school. We are less than 300 students. We're very diverse. And in many ways, it's a neighborhood school. A lot of our students live right next door to us.
For people that aren't aware, I want to mention it's on the south side of Columbia, just right off of US 63. If maybe you don't have kids in school and you're wondering where the heck is New Haven, it really is just right off of US 63, just kind of what I would have described 10 or 20 years ago as south of town. Now it's the south side of town, but it's just there to the that direction where the sun comes up east, just to the east of
yes.
US 63.
And another factor with our school is that because of its location, the students that live in our neighborhood don't have a city park option. We are bounded by highways and farmland in our neighborhood. So our playground is also their park.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And there's a mobile home park right there. And I'm sure the kids from there, even if they're a little bit younger or a little bit older, I grew up two blocks from an elementary school, and we went and played on that playground long after we were students at the school.
That's right, yeah.
So an opportunity there for folks to do that. Again, it's New Haven Elementary, and you can find a link to vote for the new project for some playground equipment and some playground upgrades there at New Haven School. Carla, this is going to sound like such a silly question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Explain why this is important. Kids go to school to learn how to read. They go to school to learn what 4x4 is and who George Washington was and all of that stuff. But kind of explain why it's important to have a good playground and physical activity in their day.
Sure. In school these days, we have many factors working against us. We have an obesity crisis. We have technology that is wonderful, but we have students with lots of screen time and not a lot of free play. You can find a body of research that suggests that free play and imagination helps with academics, helps with testing, helps with focus. And of course, we know that core strength is so very important for our students and that links to brain function and in research links to improved test scores.
My mom always loved the idea of the kids at the school where she taught getting out and just kind of running off some of their energy. There's probably for the teachers a little bit less stress if the kids get to go outside and run and scream a little bit and not have to just be inside the building all day long.
They also learn a lot of social skills on the playground. You know, kids work stuff out when they're playing together, and there's adult supervision, of course, but they work things out together, and they learn how to negotiate and play together, and that's really important.
Figure out the rules and who's going to decide who to follow them when there's not a grown-up in a referee's uniform there if you're just out doing free play.
Exactly, yes.
All right. Well, again, we're going to put the link on our website. Just go to kbia.org. That's probably the simplest way to do this. And I've looked at it, and there are 5 very worthy projects involved here. These are all good schools with plans to do some really great things. But we hope, you know, we can politic a little bit here. We hope that you'll go and vote for New Haven.
Only one of those schools is in Missouri.
There you go. So that ought to be the settling thing there for it. Well, we hope that you will do that, and we will look forward in the deadline. How soon do they need to do this?
People can vote daily, so one vote per person per day through March 16th.
Okay, so it's coming right up on it here in the next week or two. So get on over there to the website and vote for New Haven. Rah, rah, rah.
Thank you.
Chris Detmer and Carly Young, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.